Okay, I would like to salam everyone. Welcome everyone to the room. Again, I hope everyone is can hear the sound all right. And if you want to grab the mic and say salam and hi, feel free. I'm going to release the mic now.
Salam everyone. Here, salam. Go ahead.
Hello, any sound there? Oof, Paul Talk has changed since my last time here. Good sound. So, yeah, welcome back. Thanks for the meeting. And I was in a great purification session. I moved and I did a lot of purification. And I'm now ready to go back spirituality and continue my way on the... On the go. So, salam everyone.
Well, yeah, sound. Your sounds come through pretty nice.
Salam everyone.
Salam everyone.
Salam, brother, good song for you. Is there anyone else who would like to say salam and test their mics?
Salam everyone.
Salam everyone, this is Maverick. Can you guys hear me? All thanks to God, I finally got me a mic, so now I can able to talk now.
Well, great Maverick, nice to hear your voice. Welcome again, and salam. Well, okay, I guess some of us are having some trouble grabbing the mic or with the sound. Well, feel free again to grab the mic. I'll just like to share that we can have our topic as a news brief this month, if you like. There were a lot of things in the news brief. I was wondering what did everyone think about, like the new articles, the new structure. Updated structure of the mission. Any questions, any topics, anything anyone like to share? Oh, okay. I thought maybe I lost connection. I had some problems this morning. Okay. So did anyone receive the newsletter then? Let me ask that. Maybe not everyone got it already. Maybe everyone was contemplating, huh? Yeah, good silence.
Yeah, I'd also be interested to see what you guys thought about the new system. It's kind of a big change. I mean, not really in how we do things. It's going to be similar, but in the names and such. So I was wondering if, you know, I would like to hear some feedback on that as well. Definitely.
Salam, it's Tahira. I hope that I can be heard okay. I think it was awesome. I love the layout and I love the articles and I love everything about it. I think it was especially interesting the first part of it, reading about three strikes and you're out. I like that because it keeps reminding us that when we give out the message to those, and sometimes they seem not to want to hear it, to keep trying again. And then how Maitreya had put it, you know, after the third time, if you feel like you need to walk away, then walk away. But I especially like that. And I'm still reading the new booklet of the keys, Golden Keys 7. I haven't finished it yet because it's so wonderful, so lengthy. It's taken me a time to read it, but I'm excited with that, very excited. And I was going to ask if we get to also get the hard copy of that, because I would like to give this set 1 through 7 as some gifts. I think they would be incredible to give. And so I'll release the mic back now. Thank you. All thanks to God.
Yeah, absolutely. The written Golden Keys are currently in the process of being all consolidated into one big book, Golden Keys 1 through 7, as a collection. It's taking a little longer than expected. I apologize for that, since I'm the one doing it. but if I let God do it, then it'll go faster. But the point being that it'll be there soon. It'll happen soon. And then we'll be able to get it out to you guys. It's going to be a great book.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions in the, especially in the last one, that answers like to some straight questions, and very, very interesting. So yeah, I love that too. Well, anyone else? What? How about other topics in the newsletter? Any feedback?
And how about the new banner, huh? My Maitreya was is amazing new banner, I thought.
You know what I like about this mission? Everything makes sense. You know, everything is so logical and to the point. That's amazing, yeah. And graceful.
The banner is incredible. It's absolutely beautiful. And what I love about this newsletter is the letter to humanity being mentioned again after all this time. I know some of us have still been sending them out, but when I make mention of the newsletter to people, since this one has come out, I ask them to, if they would like to, go over that letter again and maybe take this opportunity to send it out to other people. I don't know if anybody's doing it, but it's good to make mention of it because that's a beautiful letter.
I should also say that, you know, at the end of that article about the letter to humanity, we said that if any of the translators wanted to update their translation, they could. And Mirjam, Athena's friend from the Netherlands, I think, She updated the Dutch translation, so that's now up to date too, which is great. So and she also reviewed the Dutch translation of the Base of the Teachings, and she perfected that. So little by little, we're making everything perfect. So thanks again.
Yeah, it's slowly, but it's coming along. Yeah, I'm updating the Turkish website, so the letter to Turkey in the Turks, the letter in Turkish, it will be updated also. Yeah. Yeah, if you haven't already noticed, like, you can share the newsletter in the social networks, like in what's that, Facebook or any other, I think in MySpace too, as well as you can forward them, you know, by email.
Now, is there anybody who didn't like any part of the newsletter? Or maybe didn't like it was too strong a word. Who have improvement, do you think, can improve it? Then God has done it.
Salam, everyone. This is Maverick. I really liked the article that Maitreya had in there as far as the swine flu and how just by using water on different parts of the body can help prevent, you know, different types of diseases and stuff. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm part of a, I think I might have mentioned this one other time, but I'm part of this Anandamarga, like, chat discussion group, basically, just so I can keep an eye on what they're up to. These people sent an article, you know, explaining all these things about what's, how to prevent the swine flu, and they're like, you know, you should wash your nose out with water, and Maitreya was like, yeah, yeah, I said that 30 years ago. But some other things, you know, just exactly the same things that Maitreya has been saying all this time.
You know, that's something else which is so amazing about what God has revealed now. It's like complete, every aspect of your life, from spiritual practices to how to keep, you know, how to keep the body in tune, physically, mentally, spiritually, to all the information you need. Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. Salted water, yeah. Sea water, actually, will be best.
That's what they're saying is yeah, you put salt in the water and it's supposed to kill the bacteria. But Maitreya has said that if you just do the half bath, you know, multiple times a day, it accomplishes the same purpose. And it has a spiritual effect as well, so.
It also prevents common cold.
Well, something interesting is I haven't get cold the past 3 years since I found the mission.
And I haven't heard anyone in the mission that's gotten the swine flu yet. I don't know if I'm wrong, but I don't know. It seems like something is working.
It was just announced in the news that 7 more people in New Mexico died from the swine flu.
Apparently hanging up the hush mantra on your door in the Passover works.
We're also looking for someone who knows how to do Indian dance. A lady, a woman. Yeah. That a new dance will be introduced for women. Men already have one. It's called Tandava. That one also, if men practice and they wear the underwear, which is recommended, it's gonna make them much stronger, and it prevents a lot of disease and mental weakness.
Yeah, I was gonna ask about that. Is that a dance on the website? Can we find that, or is it in a video?
It's a dance that Shiva used to dance, and it is, if you just Google Tandava, you can see many video how it's done, but the corrected way is different than the one they do it nowadays. Hopefully we will make a video eventually of the dance and the correct way it's done, how to wear langoda, and the only thing we are lacking at this time is a lady with the Indian way that I can teach her how to dance Tantavi, which is for women, Tantava for men, and Tantavi for women. And both of those dances and practices is going to create a stronger people with a stronger mind and less forgetfulness and sharper brain.
Yeah, that will be great. In fact, I can. There are a lot of people that come to yoga and Pilates here that ask me about dancing, and I didn't know what to answer them till now, but yeah. This could be the best option, I guess.
Yeah, we also, if we find a good dervish dance, the whirling dervish, that's also very helpful. And if the dervishes who do it, they create immunity in the affecting environment over them, and that is the goal of Tantra meditation, is eventually reach a point that environment cannot affect you, and that dervish dance also have that effect.
Well, yeah, that's very strong too. Yeah, I do that, and especially one time of the year, there's a city in Turkey. They do it for, I think, a month or something. And that's very popular and very strong, yeah.
Also, of course, we are also looking for the people join Hosanna. Hosanna also working late shift at night, some nights. And one of the some nights of this Wednesday he has to work, that's why he's not here too. So their work are taking them away from this meeting, but he is working in a group to go to the Hopis to represent the mission, as you have read in the news brief, to approach them, to announce to them that the vetting is finished and the mission or the message they were looking for and be prophesied to come has come to them. So anybody also you know, or any of you that wants to be in that group to go to Hopis, can apply for it.
And also to give lectures in Second Life, I believe, right? He is still asking for people for that, if anyone is interested to get one of those in our cyber church there. There are a lot of different projects.
New heaven on earth. So it's going to be a new earth and new heaven. Everything is going to be new and different than what humanity knew, but much better.
I found quite a few of my patients have been talking about the year 2012, which supposedly in the Mayan calendar is supposed to signal the end of the world. And I know that Machuji has said that in 2014, the mission should be on its way and non-stoppable. And I was just posing a question as to how those two dates are related.
Well, the really interesting thing about the Mayan calendar is that, you know, most people say it ends in 2012 and that's it, so the world ends. But what actually happens is that this cycle of the Mayan calendar ends, and then it begins immediately again. Right after that year ends, the Mayan calendar begins over again from, like, you know, zero. So just like every other end of the world, you know, prophecy for this time, it's end of the world as in a rebirth to a new age. So once again, you know, it all culminates to this point being the fifth age, or however you want to say it, moving into the golden age.
In another word, an era will finish and a new era will start.
Yeah, the 2012 is the topic of the day here too. There's a movie out. I'm not sure if you guys seen it or heard it, but it is catching a lot of attention over here. Yeah, 2012 as a doomsday, and people getting scary, but, you know, there's always a new beginning after an end.
Sound like human listens to God more when they're scared than realize how much God loves them.
Maybe the video for the mission that you all are working on, and it's going to be an incredible video once it comes out, it could also be titled After 2012.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's what we would do if we were working for Hollywood. We would release it the day after, on 2013, January 1st. It would make millions.
We should have another video, the end of a beginning.
Maybe we can call it the day after, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what everyone else thinks about, you know, these topics, 2012, anything on the newsletter, or is there something else you know, one like to bring up, any questions, anything to share? But what's going on in your part of the world? Yeah, rebooting the computer might take care of that problem for you, maybe, Samuel. Or just close Peltek and maybe log in again. Sometimes that works too when you have a problem with your system or, you know, mic. Yeah, I'd like to say what I loved about the newsletter, especially, was the long version of the essay explaining the new structure and how of these names and the things are related to the chakras and how to improve. That was amazing, and it felt like the teachings are coming alive. You know, first how the facilitating body will form from top to bottom, and then hopefully the leaders will emerge from the communities of light, and the hierarchy will form from the communities. So I thought that was very amazing, and I'm eager, and I cannot wait to see a full manifestation. So that was amazing. Anything else? Any comments on these? Anyone who would like to share?
Well, if anyone sees any place where that should be linked on the website, by the way, we linked it from the contacts list. I'm not sure if there's anywhere else, but if you guys see some places, let us know, because it's a new thing, but it's kind of big, so I'm not sure if we missed some places.
I thought it was pretty incredible that these new categories involved light bearers and some other names with light, and we're talking about creating communities of light. I thought that was just beautiful. So the people in the communities of light are going to be these light bearers and these light carriers to create the children of light, which Maitreya talks about. I just thought it was so beautiful how it all tied in.
Actually, Israel means the children of light. So even Abraham was trying to create the Kamis of light, which is the second seal.
And if you think about what light is, light is very flexible. It's very fast. It's part particle and it's part wave. It's a fascinating element in the universe. And if we're to become that light, it's a pretty interesting element to study about, the fluidity and the sometimes being a particle and sometimes not being a particle. Pretty interesting.
Sure is, and the most important part is it lightens the darkness. Those creatures cannot live anymore in the darkness.
And I think it goes full circle when you are the story in the Bible, or the proverb, I guess, in the Bible about, you know, God as a silversmith. He polishes us until he can see his reflection in us. And so we reflect his light, and that is exactly what it means, you know. So it always comes from him, no matter what.
You are correct on that for sure.
You know, every time I read that explanation Einstein gave to his professor about the how evil does not exist, and you know, darkness has no power, and in fact doesn't exist. It's the lack of light. That's wonderful. That's very inspirational.
God surely has been preparing human for this revelation. All this thing has done to prepare man, for sure.
Well, I have another question. I was wondering, there's a lot of us here that works in different parts of the world. So I was wondering how is your experience when you go to work and you know, live your daily life? How is that? How is everyone? How do you see things like the changes, the state of the people around you, or the humanity, or the news and everything? Is there anyone who would like to share how things are, or can you see how the teachings are, you know, the prophecies are coming alive and everything?
Hello, Eunice, that's an excellent question, actually. I would imagine that all of us see so many things going around where each of us live, and relating to how the teachings of the mission, of Maitreya's teachings, how they have impacted us as being able to bring some light to those that we come in contact with, whether it's in our family or in businesses or in anywhere that we are at any time, how we can affect others with what we've been given through these teachings and messages. And reminding ourselves all the time to let God come through us. I was going to ask you, Eunice, how was your? I know you went to Istanbul and Izmir, I believe, and were setting up some other yoga, meditation, Pilates centers. How that was going? Also, I was going to ask you that question. But as far as your question about the world. The world desperately needs to learn more and more of these teachings. So I see it all around me all the time, and that's what I have to share. All thanks to God.
Yeah, thanks God for that, Tahira. Yeah, as a psychologist, a lot of people come and have a lot of different sorts of problems and try to get help or, you know, some counseling and everything. And there's only so much you can do when it's all, you know, backwards or upside down, the whole system, the world, and the minds and the lifestyles. So I see how God has given the answer with the communities of light, eternal one path, almost like you know, every day, every hour, every second in my experience, because people are having trouble and there are not the options, or the things they try are just going away. You know, their mullahs or their rabbis and are not giving them satisfactory answers, or, you know, good there is, if, even if they follow the lifestyles of what they've been taught or the religious aspects, spiritual aspects, they cannot find the whole answers. So that's amazing for me. And as far as the yoga centers go, I'm setting it up as like a franchise. I think I'm going to be able to open one in the neighbor city first, because there are two people there that who would like to get training first, and then with the with their training, they will be instructors, and they will run the center. The center that I have in this city now, I have two instructors that we've been training for about a year now, less than a year, but probably 9 months, and hopefully they will be able to run this center, like hopefully in 6 months. So I can move on to another place and, give training to some other instructors and open one there. I'm hoping to work like a McDonald's, own the place, the property, and collect rent and some franchise, profits from them, and go with this. I went to Izmir. I think I could probably make a center like the headquarters in Izmir. There are really nice mountains and which are close to the city and good places for a retreat. So that's what I looked into, and also in Istanbul. Istanbul is a very big city. It's probably like 15 million. It looks like 100 million to me when I go there, but it's a big city, so there could be even tens of, centers there, and we'll see how God guides it and how we'll go. But I'm gonna have an open, grand opening for this one, the one I've been running here, next month in December. So God surely is helping me, and because a lot of people come in and just voluntarily help me out, and I won't be able to do anything, even do yoga sessions, without help of God, of course, without God being the doer. So that's my experience. I love that how God has given all the answers. But I was wondering how is it in the other parts of the world, or what are your experiences all out there? Okay, not everyone talk at the same time, please.
Well, I work in a hospital, and I see a lot of craziness going on, a lot of really unnecessary things being done for people who are older, and the natural way is just not there. In the natural way, the elders should be home and taken care of by the community and be comfortable, and when it's time to go, they know that there's another lifetime coming up, and they leave their body and they go. But right now, medicine is so distorted on the kinds of things they do that there's just no common sense at all. And in the United States, there's a big discussion and debate about healthcare, and nobody's actually addressing that whole point of how we give healthcare, what we believe about healthcare, how there's a point of diminishing returns, as Maitreya says, when it has to be decided that it's time to leave the body and it's okay. And that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, along that same note, in the science in America, and I guess around the world, but I've been seeing this more and more, there's this incredible push towards trying to discover how to be immortal, is how they say. more and more tests and things figuring out, like, you know, they look at a cell and they see why it ages, and they're trying to figure out how to make it stop, basically. And they're also, you know, doing, you know, they found the way to, they're starting to be able to, like, grow organs out of cells. And, you know, one of the main things they're trying to do with that is to see if they can just perpetually regrow stuff for you over and over again. And they're just clinging on to life so hard. And they say, we're going to learn how to be immortal, as if they already are not. But I don't know, it's just, I would hate that, you know? If you live 150 years, but everything about you is falling apart, and you have to keep replacing it every 10, you know, every 3 months, what a terrible life. Jeez, I don't know. No, thank you. But that's what they're looking at more and more. They're getting obsessed with this.
Isn't God's system so much better that you just drop this piece of cloth, your body, and you get a new one? It's all clean and fresh and ready to go. That just makes so much more sense.
And you know, the more the scientists are figuring out that you can stop aging, the more they're wondering why we age at all. Like, I've read some things that are like, well, now that we understand what aging is, we don't really know, you know, based on, you know, natural selection where there is nobody, it's all random, why would we not select out old age already? You know, because you can, like, they have discovered that theoretically it doesn't have to happen. So why does it happen? And they don't know.
And that is their problem. They just don't know.
And what will make them listen? Probably the tribulation that's coming up. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be terrible. But will it make people listen eventually?
There's one third of the earth who will be left, and they will listen, I hope.
Well, people are finding it hard to believe and see for themselves, the truth is, and it's all here. People usually, I find out, waiting for something big to happen. So that's why I think something big is gonna happen, because, you know, Maitreya mentioned this a lot of times. The tribulation doesn't have to come if people turn around and go to God. Today the kingdom could come tomorrow. But since people have these, are waiting for something, like something big, and, you know, then a savior come and tell them, oh, okay, I'm gonna save you, or something like that, that they're gonna experience some sort of thing, I guess, like that.
No, if God could have done that, or wanted to do it, wouldn't he have already done it? He didn't have to send the revelation and scriptures and the prophets and create the creation to this point. If they just could have snapped his finger and it would happen, he had done it already. Why is he waiting for? Why tribulation? Why all the revelation? Because we are a part of him, and our willfulness made us separate from him, and it is our will and decision to return. In that sense, it's not even up to him to bring us back. It's up to us to go back. He cannot do it. we have to do it ourselves. Tell them, if he could have done it, why he had not done it already?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, that's my response or the question that I ask. Usually I read that many times in the satsangs. In fact, one of the ones, the satsangs, you mentioned, why would God do that? Does God have some psychological problem and torture you and put you through this evolution and, you know, creation and then come and save you? that's very, you know, how logical is that? So, yeah, when I ask that question, of course, all kind of distorted answers come sometimes, but, yeah, that's the truth. Why would God do that?
Exactly.
Well, I'm thinking that through all this, I think one of the most important things that we need to do as community is to keep sharing as much as we can with many other people in many other areas and directions, and not to keep this to ourselves. We could sit home and just read and study all day, but I don't think that's what we need to do. I think we need to do both. We need to do that, but we need to get out into the world, into the community, and all of us in our different ways, however we do it, is to keep reaching and to keep, as Sarah G says, keep shining the light. Because as many people, as Maitreya has said, that hears this message and we leave it to God, that's quite a goal for us to maintain and to continue. To continue and not to get caught up and lost in our own little world, but to continue to spread these messages in as many ways as we can. So that's my sharing tonight. All thanks to God for this meeting.
That's a great wisdom that God has revealed to you, and we all have to realize and implement. Just like a manna. If you keep it, you're not going to benefit much. If you give it away, you will.
Thanks, God, for that. Well, we are reaching the end of the hour. So if anyone else would like to add or say something else, maybe we could. And then we could, if there's no other topics or anything we would like to talk about, we could end the meeting soon. Okay, I guess there isn't anything else that anyone would like to bring up. So then I would like to thanks God for this session, and thanks everyone for coming and joining. and sharing with us. Well, thanks to God, and we'll have this meeting, of course, next month again, and hopefully, so bit more sharing and things to talk about. So all thanks to God, and I'd like to say shalom.